very disappointing, actually. You know, it's the end of the year, you know, and just extremely disappointing, you know. You know, on the game itself, you would very much at half time like to be only a couple of points down. You know, we felt we had a lot of chance. I think we had 8 or 9 wides and maybe dropped 3 into the keeper's hands, and that was disappointing. You knew Dublin are going to put up 8 or 9. I thought we defended quite well. You know, obviously Dermot Connolly kicked a couple of brilliant points in that, but you know, it was disappointing. And then they got a couple of scores at the start of the second half, and you know, we responded well again, but ultimately Dublin were the better team, you know.
Yeah. Was it too much of a gap at the break to bring back?
No, I don't think 5 points is too much of a gap, and indeed they went 7. And the rally is, once we got the goal, we were back to 3, and I think they had the man sent off. It was very much game on. But, you know, we just didn't do enough. You know, Dublin, you know, were able to step it up and keep us at arm's length.
Yeah, you couldn't really make that numerical advantage count when you went with the extra man on the field.
No, it was difficult. Dublin, you know, to be fair to them, you know, they played a bit of keep ball, and when you're a couple of points up and the quality of players they have, you know, it's not easy to get it back from them, you know.
Yeah, and you frustrated Dublin for quite large periods of the game as well, Rory.
Ah, we did. Listen, you know, you know, obviously, you know, to beat Dublin, you've got to keep the scores out and you've got to marry it. And, you know, this was, we have our own style of play, you know, where we make it difficult for every team, you know, so we do. But, you know, it worked to an extent, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, a 5-point defeat, but the boys put on a big shift today, so they put a real big effort in, so they did.
Ah, they put a monumental shift in, actually, you know, like they always do. It's, you're playing against, you know, the reality is, the best team in the country. If they win this year's All-Ireland, it'll be 4 in 6 years, you know, the people will be starting to talking about them the way they did with Kerry, and that's the challenge you face. But, you know, from our point of view, you know, we felt we'd come down, and if we played well enough that we would be able to beat them, but ultimately we just didn't play well enough.
Yeah, is it a difficult route getting beaten in the provincial final and then having to come through a qualifier before you get to the stage, Rory?
The stats for us would say it is, you know, that we've 3 times lost Ulster and 3 times without the quarter final stage. However, I must say, you know, we've regrouped unbelievably well this year in comparison to other years. You know, we had a fully fit squad. There was a real belief that we could get back to an All-Ireland final. Of course, it's going to be difficult to beat Dublin. So it is. But I wouldn't use that as an excuse. I think we came to Croke Park and we were as fresh as we could be.